Now, I've just been joined in the studio by Keith Rogers, who's coming out of the cold because he's been up in the high streets all morning, haven't you,
Keith? It's a bit of a jaunt, actually, from the high street down to the Brentwood Centre.
I know. I've walked it.
I'm sure you have. Yes, Scott, it was a great morning. The Hopeful Animal Sanctuary obviously trying at the moment to raise as much interest as possible amongst the public so that they can retain the sanctuary, because basically Tesco's, of course, who own the property, which is about 50 acres. It's quite a
really?
Large, yeah. Well, I say property, it's actually land, isn't it? They own 50 acres of land, and that's being leased out at the moment to the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. But that all could all change, because it seems that 5,000 new homes have to be built somewhere in the Brentwood area, and they could be built on this land. So, obviously, nobody wants that to happen.
Well, unless the people who might want it to happen, I guess are people looking for a home. But Whereabouts exactly is the sanctuary? Because you were saying it's not far from the town
sanctuary. Yeah, it's just a short walk. It's about I haven't been there actually, which is a bit stupid. It's about a half hour walk from the high street, and they had a Shetland pony there called Caramac today. To create a bit more interest, and they walked the pony from the sanctuary into the high street. So I think it took them about 40 minutes, because the Shetland pony, of course, is quite small, doesn't go very fast. So that was quite a draw. So that worked really well. We had a lot of interest in the high street, a lot of people signing the petition. The guys are still there till about at least 3 o'clock this afternoon outside the Baytree Centre.
Right.
And they will be there again on Saturday in full force, I understand. But they've also got an online petition going, and they've got 50,000 signatures.
Wow, that's over good. 50,
this is from every country in the world, basically. So if anybody's listening at the moment who's not in the Brentwood Billericay area, if they're listening online, you can go to the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary website, and I think the link is there to the petition, and just add your name to the list.
Right, right.
So it's all going...
But they're collecting signatures, live signatures.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're actually getting people to sign a bit of paper, you know, rather than just going online.
Yeah.
And
well, presumably it would make it will have more impact. If it's local signatures rather.
Yeah, and also obviously if it's written out on a piece of paper.
Yes, of course.
It has a bit more clout, I think, than although these online petitions are great, they don't have as much clout, I don't think, as you know, people who've signed on the dotted line physically on a bit of paper. But, yeah, so it's a kind of a worrying time. They were saying to me that they have a lease, which technically, even if the land was sold, would mean that they would still be there for another 7 years. But they're just a bit concerned that there might be some small print in the lease, which would mean that Tesco's could say, OK, you know, this ain't going to happen, and the sanctuary has to close.
Ultimately, whose decision? Is it the council?
It's a big... Yeah, I think it is, actually. It's a big political... because it's the council, obviously, who've been asked to provide these homes. They have to build... they have to build... I suppose it's from the government, this directive. They have to build these homes, and they've... just basically got together all the areas around Brentwood that could conceivably be used to build these homes. And, of course, one of those areas is the animal sanctuary.
Yes.
So I suppose ultimately it's their decision, I suppose. Because if Tesco's wanted to sell the land, but then Brentwood Council say, well, we actually don't want that bit of land, then you know, it stays with Tesco's, I suppose.
Do you know how long the sanctuary's been open and how many animals they have?
Sanctuary's been open for about 30 years. Uh-huh. They have almost 400 animals.
Oh, goodness.
But they don't have any wild animals as such. Mm. They're all either farm animals or domestic animals of one sort or another.
Yeah.
Although some of the domestic animals are a bit weird. They've got a skunk there, for example.
Right.
And a couple of iguanas.
Right.
And various other fairly exotic pets. I don't know whether you can call them pets, actually, but but it's they've got about, I think, 80 horses there, 80 horses and donkeys, and they've got sheep and cattle and just everything, you know, basically. Yeah, 400 altogether, and their vet bill, I think, is about £35,000 a year.
Ye gods.
But the good news is that they only have to pay a peppercorn rent at the moment to Tesco's. So the Tesco's have been very good to them.
Yes.
So the situation at the moment is that, you know, from that point of view, they're in quite a good position. What would be interesting, of course, if Tesco said, well, we want to sell the land anyway. Do you want to buy it? You know, does the Hopeful Animal Sanctuary want to buy it?
Would they have the funds to
Do that? That's it. That's an interesting question, isn't it? I don't know what would happen then.
All right. Well, anyway, you say they're still up in the high street now. They're there till about 3 to 3:30 this afternoon.
And then they're going to be there again on Saturday.
Right. Do you know what time for Saturday?
Not sure about the time on Saturday, no.
No. Probably around about 10 o'clock in the morning, I think.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so, yeah.